LAC Heating Air. This is Miguel.
Hi, Miguel. This is Nadine Medina. You were speaking with my representative, Jonathan. How are you?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I know you're working. I want to respect your time, so I want to at least get to the price with you, because I know that that's what it boils down to, right? So just real quick, I know you don't have a website. He did mention 8 years in business. You're targeting from Linwood.
I do have a website.
Oh, you do?
I do have a website. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. So let me just fix that note. Now, I know you're in Linwood, so he mentioned that you're keeping it within 10 to 15 miles. So you're pretty local then, right?
Right. Yeah, we try to be for sure.
Okay. Awesome. And then I also found, let me see, I see that you do have a Google Business profile, but it's got a different phone number. Is that like the office number?
That's strange. Let me see. Our Google.
Unless
possibly.
If this is a, this one says LAC Heating and Air LLC, but it's not the ampersand. It shows Linwood 10808 Long Beach Boulevard.
Correct. Yeah, that's our business. But yeah, it's probably a Google forwarding number possibly.
It's a 562-201-4909.
Oh yeah, that's this one. That's my number. So I'm not sure what other number you probably call
me
from.
Well, you know what's funny is, you know this number that I'm talking to you on, it's a 562-600-8611.
Huh. Maybe he got that off of my website. Cause I know we have a couple of different numbers floating around. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't really know
that. Yeah. Okay. I just want to make sure I'm like looking at the right one. Okay, perfect. And then, is anyone managing that Google Business profile, or is that something you guys did on your own?
No, nobody's really managing it at all. So it's just kind of on there. And well, I manage it. I just add pictures in there and
do
whatever I can.
Good.
But yeah, it's not something that I like, run any ads or try to bump it up or
it's
just kind of just there.
It's
and I
there.
Just put info into it.
No worries. And then your website looks really good. Did you do this on your own?
No, CI Web Group, did it for me. It's a third party company.
Oh, nice. It looks good. And now, are you also using Facebook too?
Not really. We have I was at some point, I had an issue with it. So I ended up just kind of, creating a new page and I got myself lost in that whole trying to do it. So I kind of messed things up. I'm like, oh my God, I should just left it as is.
It's okay. That's okay.
Yeah. But yeah,
no worries. Okay. Perfect. And I'll tell you why I'm asking. Miguel, the package that I would like to offer you is called our Platinum Package. It includes both Google and Facebook marketing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the way that we do things here, we set our program where it's a fixed flat rate. It is month to month and there's no contracts. You're not going to be charged per call, per job, or per click. So because you're considered a legacy business, I'm going to apply that rate for you to be so that it's discounted. So you're going to be saving about a little bit over 50%. Your flat monthly rate would be $299 a month, and it will come with a one-time $99 setup fee. So the initial investment is $398 to get it started, and then you pay $299 every month after that with no contracts. And what this gives you is we would take your Google Business profile and optimize it to the first page, and we'll maintain it there. So we'll do the posting.
Mm-hmm.
You still hold full ownership to that page. We're just listed as managers, okay? We do content creation on Bing. We also submit you to Apple Maps. We can go ahead and fix your business Facebook page, but what we'll be doing is Facebook advertising. The Facebook ads is what's going to help you expand and reach more new potential clients, and we could actually run those ads to target an audience by interest, income level, or by location, so that when they click on your ad, they will call you directly. A lot of our clients have seen really great results with the Facebook advertising. Now, also, I want to make sure that your website is also attached to your Google Business profile, because it's not currently. So we'll make sure that your website is attached wherever your business is being promoted. We're not going to tinker with your website. We're just going to make sure that it's connected.
Right.
And then we cover what's called the mobile platform. So anyone who does a search from their iPhone, Android, or tablet can also find you on that first page of Google immediately. So it's like basically covering all of your bases, and that's what you would be looking at month to month, like I said, with no contracts.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, this all sounds good, and the price does not sound bad at all. I'm assuming, obviously, depending on the volume, because I've done some, like, Instagram ads, per se. And,
right.
And obviously, that I've ran ads that, you know, it's just in a few days, like 5 days, it's like, okay, you can put $40 a day for 5 days.
The budget's gone.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like
That's
a budget.
A great
Whatever
question.
You want to budget yourself.
That's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to break it down for you like this. So mm-hmm. out of that $299, okay, we are going to allocate $100 to your Facebook ads that we are managing. Now, mm-hmm. because we're a Google Channel partner, I mean, we get it, obviously, at a better rate, but our team is really specialized in Google ads, I mean, Facebook ads, you name it. So we
right.
manage it in a way where your ads are at least running, you know, almost throughout the month, right? So that it's not all being
gotcha.
Used at once. Do you see what I'm saying? Now, that's not to
right.
say... Let's say you decided one day, you know what, I want $200 going to my Facebook ads. You could always allocate more to your Facebook ads. Your price would just go from $299 to $399 with $200 of that going to your Facebook ads. But I'll tell you this,
gotcha.
Facebook ads is going to give you a way better conversion rate than the Google ads, and they're less expensive. But one thing I will tell you, Miguel, and I would encourage this, that your Facebook page and your Instagram be linked, because when you post on your Instagram, it's going to automatically post to your Facebook and vice versa. So if we're running
right.
Facebook ads, okay, guess what? They're also going to appear on Instagram. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
So,
it'll piggyback right off.
Yeah.
Of it.
And we don't touch anything with Instagram as of now, but as long as you've got those linked, it's kind of like a one step, you know, kind of killing two birds with one stone, right? We're not
right.
going to do your posting on Facebook. I encourage you to at least post once a week or at the very least once a month to keep your content fresh. But we're going to be managing the Facebook ads. You will still have full ownership to both your Google profile and your Facebook page. We're just listed as managers to manage it for you, okay?
Gotcha.
But you did say that you created a new one, right? Is it just under the LAC Heating and Air?
Yeah,
or does it have the LLC included?
So it has, let me see.
I think I found it.
I
think I found it. It says, deleting my social media, add LAC Heating and Air. My wife will be managing it. Yeah, that page for HVAC. It says, adios.
No, yeah, that's, I'm telling you, I have like three different ones because that was like a long time ago.
Oh, my gosh. I thought that was
yeah.
so cool, the message. Yeah, this was from 2019.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's like a super old one.
Is it?
And that thing's
Let me
like,
try to see
yeah.
if I can find it by this one. DM that page. Okay, add. Let me see if I can go to this. Let me see if I can pull this other one up. Okay, so that's an old one.
It should be, okay. Yeah, it should be LEC Heating and Air with the and sign.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to try to
like,
look it up like that.
And I have pretty much nothing posted on it besides just, like, the profile picture and the front of it. And
okay, I think I found it. Nope, it keeps taking me to that same one.
That's strange, yeah. Yeah, and I'm just, I didn't realize how fast technology kind of passed me up to just create simple pages. And I'm like, what the heck? Oh, my God, I'm not that old. So, yeah, I am interested.
Okay.
I could definitely need some help with all this. But I don't know if that's something you guys would help me straighten out and then even linking it to my Instagram would be great.
We can. So what we would do is this, right? We would straighten it out for you. Okay. And then what I would suggest is that you link it, right? Have your wife link the Facebook page and the Instagram together. So this way, it's like I said, a one-stop shop.
I've been struggling to even do that.
Oh, my gosh.
I have been, yeah. So that's what I'm telling you. I'm like, oh, my God. I just I had three, so I think I have like three Facebook pages. Like the first one, that one is just like, okay, now that thing's gone.
Okay, look at, I found another one.
This is great.
I found another one with your phone number, and this one shows you in Montebello.
That might be it.
And it shows some of your trucks. Let me see, you get text messages on your phone, right? The one that we're seeking on? Okay, I'll shoot you the one that I found. Yeah, because I just clicked on see more, and it gave me this other one. I'll send you the link. I think this might be the one then that you're talking about, because it's got, like, the background photo has a bunch of, like, vans, like work trucks, work vans.
It's that one. Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
I got the tag.
Okay, awesome. So, yeah, so you have, I can probably walk you through myself on how to link it once it's all straightened out. Honestly, this one doesn't look bad. I mean, it's got a different address on there, the 933. I mean, you don't even have to have your address to really show, but
yeah.
I mean, this one doesn't look bad at all.
Yeah, you might be able to kind of shed some light on this. I basically, 10808 was originally where we always used to operate from. That's our original place of business, which essentially was really like, it's on a boulevard, and it's a property that I just owned. So I did used to have my trucks in there. I did used to have like a big like storage area for all my stuff. So we used to kind of run business out of there. So that was my business address. Then
right.
we got a little bigger and we're like, we can no longer do this. So we actually ended up going to Montebello, and we are out of Montebello, California. Not sure where you're from.
I live in Anaheim, but our office is in Fountain Valley. So I'm familiar. A lot of my family's in Whittier, you know, all that area.
Got it.
So I'm familiar.
Perfect. Okay, sounds good. Yeah, so we basically ended up moving to Montebello. So that is actually our place of business is Montebello. But then me, again, being naive and not knowing really what impact I would have by switching over the business address to Montebello, whether our maybe, you know, I don't know where we ranked on our Google and all that. I didn't know how the algorithm works. I was just afraid of the unknown. If I switch the address to our actual new place of business, if it was going to impact any of our calls that we get from time to time from Google, you know, as being brand new in Montebello. So I was like, shoot, I'm like, I'll just leave it. So I've never really switched over the address. But if you're like, no, switch it over. If that's your new place of business, that's your storefront, you'll be just fine. I should just
kind of put it
where we actually have a warehouse.
Yeah. And here's the thing, right? So Google, I mean, your address doesn't have to show. Okay, it really doesn't.
Right.
But, if it's not somewhere that people go and visit an office to pick out or go to a store to pick out tile or whatever, the address doesn't have to show. Typically, Google wants your address hidden because you're mobile. You go to the businesses and you go to the residents, right?
Right.
No one comes
exactly.
to you. So.
Right.
Right now, so your Google business profile, you pin verified it in Linwood, right? Originally,
right.
The 90262. So is that
correct.
Where you want to be based out of? Because here's the thing. If we change the address to Montebello, right, what's going to happen is that Google's going to want to repin you. So
right.
what you'll do is you might be going through a verification process again, which is just showing that, yes, I'm in this new address. Do you see what I'm saying? So Google might just
right.
want to repin you. So my question for you is, do you want to keep it there in Linwood, or do you want to move it to Montebello?
Right. And then I'm thinking moving it just to Montebello. I guess that'd probably be just what it is. I mean, that's where we're operating at. Might as well keep
yeah,
it like
so,
Linwood
and
is
that's
really
where
not
you're,
a place of business.
Yeah, no worries. And so, and we can do that. It's not a big deal. You know what I mean? You already have a Google profile page. We'll just take care of it on our end. To reflect, you know, that now you're in the Montebello location, because basically now, if someone's on Google, right, and they're, you know, searching for your services, they're going to find you within the local map, okay, within the 10 to 15 miles, right, from Montebello.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that. But
right.
the Facebook ads, okay, if you wanted to push it a little bit further, those Facebook ads, we can actually reach up to 50 miles if you wanted. Right? Not that
right.
you have to, but remember, if someone's doing a search on Google, and even if they don't call you, but they're on their Facebook and they're just running through pictures or stories, they're going to actually see your ad appear. So it's like reminding them, hey, you were looking for this service. Here's a company that offers it. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's why they work so well. And I prefer those over the Google ads, to be quite honest with you. You know what I mean?
Gotcha, gotcha.
And you got really good reviews. Man, 56. Good job. You're like a 4.9. That's like excellent. You know what I mean? Really, really good.
Right. Thank you.
So yeah, of course. And like I said, I mean, well, as far as like your posting on Facebook, the only thing I would encourage is when you complete a job, take a picture of it, Miguel, post it on your Facebook. Okay. I mean, you know how to post, right? It's not real hard. I promise you.
Yeah.
Just posting, I do.
I was proactively posting, but
you know,
That's
what
exactly.
I would encourage. Even if it's once a month, that's it.
Right.
We're going to handle all the rest on our end. Okay.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
What do you think? You want to give it a shot? I mean, this way we can prove it to you?
Yeah, that would be good. Would you be able to send, I mean, how, you know, I don't know, like,
it's
can
okay.
I get some
you
info
can,
on you guys as well?
You can be straight out. How legit are you?
Yeah.
You can tell me that. It's
yeah,
okay.
How legit are
it.
You guys? I mean, I had the Indian guy solicit me, so I'm like, all right, cool. but now I just want to know, this is like, okay, you sound good.
I promise
like,
you. I promise you.
I'm like, it just sounds too good to be true, you know, for $300. So I'm like, or two,
listen,
whatever that was.
Well, I'm going to tell you. First, here's what I'm going to do. Okay, I'm going to do a couple of things right now while we're on the phone. The first thing that I'm doing is I'm going to send you my contact information. My name is Nadine Medina, okay?
Okay.
I get the luxury to work from home. Because my husband does dialysis and stuff, so it just helps me kind of keep an eye on him more. But our office is in Fountain Valley. Okay, I live in Anaheim, right off the 5 freeway,
okay.
Right by Disneyland.
I'm on my way to Anaheim as we speak.
No way, really?
yeah,
I'm right off of, if you're going like, are you going north or south? Or no, well, you're coming to Anaheim, so obviously you're going south. I'm like right off the, there's an exit right after Euclid, it's called Lincoln. I'm right off of Lincoln.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's really
we
close
off
to
Lincoln all this time. We service a few apartments out there, and since we're a small company, I'm also a technician, you know? So,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know because, I mean, if I ever know anyone who's, you know, air goes out, because, you know, here in California, we got to have that air running, I'll definitely pass along your information. You know what I mean? It's good to know that you come out this way, too. That's awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Yeah, I have, like I said, I have family that lives in Montebello. So I sent you my contact information, okay? What I'm also going to send you next is called our pricing page. Now, don't be alarmed when you look at the SEO packages on there because those prices are the original rates. They do not apply to you, but the package that you should be looking at is the one that says the Platinum package because that's the package that it offered you. Normally, that package is $5.99 a month. And it's with a $299 setup fee. Because you are an established business, I was able to get that monthly down to $299 and then only, you know, have the $99 setup fee. So that's why, like, when you said, man, this is too good to be true, $300. Well, yeah, because the original cost is expensive. I ain't going to lie. You know what I mean? And it shows you everything about us being a Google Channel partner, what we do. One thing I want to tell you too, Miguel, is that you're going to also have a customized tracking and reporting system. So you really don't need to take my word for it that the program works because you can track your results yourself.
Right.
Okay? Now, the other thing that I'm doing, and I don't know if this is the right email for you because it was on your Facebook page. What it says is imiguel.lac@gmail.com.
Correct. Yeah, that was still good.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure because what I'm also sending you to is I'm sending you this email and it's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. What it's going to say in the subject part is Google and Facebook marketing. I put that the price is $299 month to month for a platinum package with the one-time $99 setup fee and everything that we're including in that package so that you see it all there in front of you. Okay. Because I think that's important, too. Because, listen, I'm a visual person, too, and I get it. You know what I mean? Sometimes I'm like, you don't know me from Adam and Eve, right? So it's just like, okay, I've been on the phone with you, but how do I really know that you're legit? You know what I mean? So I get that.
Yeah.
So did you get any of the text messages that I just sent you?
Yeah, I was on the phone. I can just kind of hear it ringing.
Okay, okay. And then I also sent you the email, okay? Now, like I said, even though this is a discounted rate that I'm offering you, this price will never change. And that's whether you were with us 6 months or whether you're with us 6 years, okay? Your price is always going to be the same no matter what, all right?
Got it. Cool.
Okay.
All righty. So, yeah, I mean, I'll review all of that, and I don't know if you want to call me back, and then we can kind of go from there. But, yeah, I'm definitely very interested. I can use some help on that area. We're good at installing air conditioning, not so good at marketing.
And we're here, and I get that, because I'll tell you this. I don't specialize in heating and air and doing the replacements, but we can definitely help you with the marketing part. Your specialty is in a different aspect, right? And that's okay. Our job is to take that part off of your plate so that you can focus on your jobs. Let us handle it on this end, right?
Gotcha, gotcha.
You see what I'm saying? I mean, you've done a good job so far on what you have done. Let us help you now, okay? What's a good time for me to call you, Miguel?
You can call me later on today if you like. I should have kind of looked through it, you know. But yeah, if you want to just call me a little later today, I should. Are you going to be calling me from this number?
I will actually, because right now, just so you know, okay, and I'll always be super transparent and straightforward with you because that's how I am.
Mm-hmm.
Even in my personal life, I think that's why my kids sometimes don't want to talk to me because I don't sugarcoat it with them. But the number that you see on the caller ID, I don't even know what number it is because what we use is a program called Voice Over Internet. And it's to keep our costs down on the calls that we make with businesses throughout the United States because we work with many companies, right? So always the number that you can reach me at is that 877 number with my extension. So the number is going to pull a local number. What I can do is this. Mm-hmm. I can send you a quick text and say, hey, Miguel, I'm going to call you in 5 minutes just to kind of give you the heads up so you're aware that I'm going to be calling you, if that makes it easier.
Right, yeah, that'll be good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Do you think you'll be available, I don't know, like around 2?
Yeah, that should be fine.
Would that be a good time to call you?
Yeah, I think that should be fine. That'll be okay.
Awesome. Okay, then I'll do that. I'm going to give you a call around 2 o'clock, and then we'll just go from there. Okay? Sound fair?
You got it. Sounds good.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Awesome. Okay, I'll talk to you later on, Miguel. Thanks.
You got it. Thank you. Okay,
all right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.